Hey everyone, Mike Wopchall here with Vikings.com, bringing you another edition of the Pick 6 from the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine just outside of Lucas Oil Stadium right before we head out of here and head home to Minnesota. Thanks for submitting all of your questions. Let's get to six of them right now. The first one comes from Eric in Otana, Minnesota. What are the top 2 to 3 observations you had from the week at the Combine? Well, the first thing is the national media, very complimentary of the job Mike Zimmer has done coaching this team and how impressive the Vikings defense was in 2015. I know a lot of people are focused on how the offense can improve, but all the national media that we've talked to here, very impressed with Mike Zimmer and this defense. Going to the offense, though, wide receivers. Everyone thinks height is all the rage when it comes to receivers. Not for head coach Mike Zimmer and GM Rick Spielman. They said even if a receiver isn't tall, he can still play big. They cited Stephon Diggs as an example. Lastly, Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman, very complimentary of the veteran play the Vikings saw in 2015 from Chad Greenway, Mike Wallace, Brian Robinson, and Terrence Newman. Who are your favorite wide receivers in this year's draft? What do you think about Sterling Shepard and Leonte Carew? That question comes from Joe. Well, I don't know much about Carew, but I did hear Mike Mayock say that he loved watching Sterling Shepard as much as any player in this year's draft. Here's the deal with the receivers. They say they ran slow at the combine, but we all know speed is not everything when it comes to receivers. They got to be good route runners. They got to be able to catch the ball, and they got to be smart players. I will say, though, Will Fuller from Notre Dame, man, was he fast. He impressed a lot of people. The next question comes from Randy. What's the buzz on O-linemen? Is it an interest or not? Well, Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer did say he'd like to see more protection for Teddy Bridgewater in 2016, so I think offensive line is certainly on the radar. Now, we talked to ESPN's Todd McShay while we were here at the Combine in Indianapolis. He gave us three names: Conklin from Michigan State, Taylor Decker from Ohio State, and Jermaine Ifeidi from Texas A&M. Do the Vikings like those guys? We don't know, but Todd McShay seemed to think they could help some team out. The next question comes from Joshua, the California Viking. Do you see Newman making the move to play opposite Harrison Smith at safety if we get him back? And would his skill set complement Harrison? Well, Mike Zimmer didn't rule this out. Terrence Newman did play well at safety for us against the Arizona Cardinals. Mike Zimmer said Terrence is a defensive back, not necessarily a corner or a safety. So I think that is an option for the Vikings if that's how they feel they can get the 11 best players out there on the field. The key is to re-sign Terrence Newman if the Vikings want to do that, because he is set to be a free agent. Free agency is the next big thing on the NFL calendar. It begins on March 9th. Liam from Riverside, California has the next question. What's the best part about being at the Combine? Watching the drills? I wouldn't say that, because we don't spend a ton of time watching the drills here in Indianapolis. Plus, you can do that on the television. I think the best part about being at the Combine is that everyone in the NFL is here in the same spot and you get to be around them. I mean, for example, we had John Elway unintentionally photobombing us in our last edition of the Daily Recap. How cool was that? Peter King was on Voice of the Vikings' Paul Allen's radio show. That was awesome. Being around all those NFL dignitaries, that's my favorite part. The last question comes from Daniel in Hawaii. With the new stadium on the rise, would it be possible to hold future NFL combines there? Well, this is my 9th combine coming here in Indianapolis, and I think the city does an outstanding job. Got to give a lot of credit to the people here at Lucas Oil Stadium and in Indianapolis for doing a great job of hosting it. Now, I think that the people at US Bank Stadium and in Minneapolis, they do a great job hosting the Combine too, and I guess you never rule anything out when it comes to the NFL, but I know everyone loves coming here for the Combine because the city does such a great job. That's it for this edition of the Pick 6. The next one is going to come to you from Winter Park, where the Combine will be complete, and we'll dive even deeper into the 2016 NFL Draft. Thanks for checking out all of our Combine coverage right here on Vikings.com, and make sure you stay tuned to the website because we have more Combine and Draft coverage coming up this week.